Schools have just opened in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but thousands of children in North Kivu province will not make it to class this term. The M23 armed group is advancing on the provincial capital, Goma. Hundreds of people in areas such as Rutshuru are fleeing the fighting between the rebels and Congolese soldiers. Some families have taken shelter in schools.
We are in a difficult position. We want the displaced removed from schools so children can resume classes. The government needs to find other places for the IDPs.
Many children are working as casual laborers to supplement their family's income. Government officials say they are facing an education crisis.
At the moment, we have thousands of children who have nowhere to go. That's about 75% of young children who have been affected by the ongoing conflict. We need to find a solution quickly.
The resurgence of the M23 rebels comes after a decade-long lull. In 2012, the group briefly took control of Goma and other areas of eastern DRC. Many people were killed or forced from their homes. The government accuses Rwanda of sponsoring the rebels, allegations Kigali has denied. Congolese troops have been deployed to multiple frontline positions to deal with the threat. But this is an army that is overstretched, fighting more than 100 armed groups in the region. Tired of running from bombs and guns, these Congolese villagers say they are not sure if they will feel safe again. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.